Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Kim Stewart, your host of Wipe Your Lens podcast. I might sound a little bit different today because I'm actually in my car recording this podcast. So it sounds a little different. Sorry, I don't have my Blue Yeti in front of me today because I'm out and about, which is exactly what I want to talk about or what I want to talk about on this podcast today. So I am taking a little break. Yes. Not a long break where you won't hear from me in a year. I'm going to still try and do my podcast as long as this works and I can do it while I'm out and about. I just feel I need to be more present right now with my children and with my family and especially with my mother. It has been a very trying last month and a half. First, I got COVID. Second, my daughter gets sick. She had strep throat, so she had to be on some antibiotics and stuff, so that wasn't too bad. Then my son gets sick. He just had flu-like symptoms, like a cold or whatever. It wasn't even a fever. It wasn't bad. He still was doing the things he was going to do, but then after that, like a couple weeks ago, my mother was hospitalized for 5 days, and if you didn't know, my mom has, or not has, my mother is hearing impaired. She's deaf. Born deaf, so she can't hear or talk. So, of course, the whole family can do sign language with her. So I stayed the night up there with her in the hospital for the whole 5 days because I didn't want to leave her alone. It was a scary thing just being in the hospital. Thank God she's okay. She had an infection in her bowels, like an abscess. So thank God she didn't get septic. She's still on her antibiotics to get well and to stay well at home. But while she's in the hospital, of course, I didn't get much sleep because I'm sleeping on the little lounger, you know, the whole time. So I'm really just recuperating and getting my sleep back because especially with that losing an hour of sleep and all, that actually did not help me whatsoever because, like I said, when she got admitted into the hospital, we were in the ER for hours. And then when she finally got admitted in the room that day, I was up for over 24 hours. And then to have to sleep on this little lounger, I just did not get sleep for a good 5 days. And I'm no spring chicken. When I was younger, back in college, I could do that, but now I can't. So during that time in the hospital, I just felt that I need to prioritize a little better, especially with my family, with my kids, with my husband, with my marriage, and especially with my mom. With God, putting God first, because it was a lot of prayer going on during that time, because I was really, really worried about my mother and just my family and just being present. So when I say I'm taking a break, I'm just taking a break from just going so hard in my photography business because I try to go hard. I used to post every day, or I was posting every day, making sure I had content all the time, trying to get my bookings together, but I am pulling away from that only because I put in the work. I did the hard work. I put in what I needed to do previously when I felt it was, you know, the time that I can. So now when I need to step back a little bit and prioritize what I need to at the moment, I'm still good. I'm still getting bookings, still getting inquiries. And at this time, I'm able to say, you know what, I can do that, or no, I can't, because I just want to make sure I'm present for the kids. My daughter, she's doing track now. So just yesterday, we were at a track meet for about 6 hours in the hot sun. I was so exhausted. I have scheduled my time so I don't have bookings on the weekend when my kids are doing all these things. I'm out and about now with my son at his basketball practice. But I'm in the car right now just putting a quick post or not post a quick podcast episode out so that I could just update with everyone what's going on, just so you kind of know. Next week we're going on, by the time you hear this, I'll probably be back from our trip. We're taking a nice little family vacation. It's my mother's birthday week, so we're just going to celebrate her, celebrate the kids. They're on spring break. And just enjoy one another. My daughter will be graduating this year and she'll be out of the house. So next year, my son is in his last year, and soon the kids will be out of the house. So I feel like once they're settled in college, whatever they're gonna do, then I could go back hard on my business. Not that I'm putting it on the back burner or anything, but I just need to prioritize because I don't know if I just had a moment while my mother was in the hospital or what, but that's just how I'm feeling. And I know a lot of you are going hard right now. So keep going because it's going to be a time that you need a break, that you need to step back a little bit. And I'm hoping that you have already put in the work so that you can do so. So with that being said, I know a lot of you have already went ahead and got your LLCs taken care of. Congratulations. You are official. You are a official. So I'm so proud of you all. And I'm so happy for you all. I had gotten a question about taxes. Very important. So I hate the tax part, but I do follow and use, her name is Katie Farrow. That's Ferro. I use her tax information or her guide. It's a small business startup guide for taxes. You can actually pay her company to do your taxes for you, but if you're not there yet, I don't even do that yet. But there will be a time that I will because I don't like the paperwork part. Uh-oh. Sorry, I have to have my windows down, otherwise it's having the air on. So we'll wait for that lark, that car to go by. That's very loud. Right, so for taxes, the website, I'll put it in here. The website is orderlyaccounting.com/kit. That will get you the kit that I use for taxes. It's really, really good. And she sends out monthly information on things that you should be doing for your taxes. And the whole kit, it's kind of set up like a course, but it's a one-time fee. And you go through the course and she tells you what exactly you need to be putting into the grid and to everything so that it'll be very helpful for you. All right. And she also has a podcast. Katie Farrell does. It is called, what is it? Ooh, Podcast for or Profit. I don't even remember because it's mostly for bookkeepers, really. But it's good to listen to every now and again just so that you are on track. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started with the podcast. I just wanted to update you all on what's going on with me, let you know a little bit about what I'm going through. Some of you may not even care, so go ahead and you can skip that part. So all right, so picking up where I left off, I just had to press pause for a second, so let me recap. I am taking a break, and I'll actually, now that I'm thinking about it, we'll probably take a break from the podcast, probably for just a month, just so I could get myself and my family and everything together, and so that I could tell you actually what it is that I'm doing that'll help save me a little bit more time, and help me prioritize my family time right now. And that is actually the branding. I think I've spoken about it a couple times, the branding photography. And actually, today I just got my first branding shipment in. You'll see it if you follow me on Instagram and on Facebook, that I'm going to be doing some branding photography for other entrepreneurs, just taking pictures of their product and giving them some good product images that they can use on their website, on their Etsy store, on their Facebook or social media pages so that they can promote their work. And it'll be promoting mine in the same at the same time. So I'm praying that that works and that helps out because I can do that on my own time and I can get those things, those images back, and hopefully it'll be a success. I always encourage you, if you think about something, if God puts something in your heart that you should do, for whatever reason, you may not even know the reason at the time to do it, go ahead and try it out. Try things so you know if you like it or if you don't, if it works or if it doesn't. Try it out and just see. All right. So that's one thing. The next thing is, like I said, I had gotten over COVID a couple months ago, and my voice is still not the same, which is so crazy. And actually, the way I feel is not the same. I still feel really fatigued. It's so strange because I was only sick for like a week, but these lingering things are very strange. So my mother's doing much better, but she still has a lot to do. She has to go back to the doctor and make sure everything is okay, get a colonoscopy done, and all that type of stuff. She was pretty much on point with that because they told her she doesn't have to come back for 10 years. So hopefully in these last 10 years, everything is fine. Praying. So please pray with me on that. And with the photography business, I just told you what's going on with that. And like I said, I'll be taking a quick break, probably about a month from the podcast. Yeah, probably just a month from the podcast, just to get myself together, get my family together, and to get some good content for you all. Because I know you don't want to hear stuff like this, but I just want to let you guys be in the know. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back. God bless.